You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile-first, with interactive micro-lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old-school slides and lectures. Engage with the modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. Here's what you should know today. Donald Trump and Joe Biden meet for the first time on a debate stage tonight in Cleveland. A Florida middle school has staged mock outbreaks for years to teach science and civics. Last December's lesson was an uncanny harbinger of COVID-19. The Trump administration hasn't created a comprehensive plan for battling the pandemic. Some researchers propose borrowing one from the past. Government officials have increasingly sounded alarms on the risks of foreign interference and disinformation campaigns leading up to and after November 3rd. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.